So, John, there were a couple other papers that we wanted you to give your comments on. First, a paper presented at Lugano by Chen et al. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, I think this is an interesting study in light of the allogeneic discussion that we just had, because I think it could be interpreted two ways. This really was the observation of trying to use brentuximab vedotin as a bridge to allogeneic transplant. And in fact, I would submit that anybody who's interested in performing allogeneic transplants probably is using brentuximab vedotin as a bridge now, because it's so active after autologous transplant. But about a year ago, the City of Hope group presented these results that really, in my mind, were quite unique in the literature, in that they had a one-year progression-free survival of over 90% and with all patients alive who had received brentuximab vedotin and then went on to a reduced intensity allogeneic transplant. And the reason why I think that was so surprising is that despite the young age of all of these patients with Hodgkin lymphoma, most experiences in the literature as well as the individual experiences were sort of what Chris was saying earlier, that these patients really do disproportionately poorly and tend to have very high treatment-related mortality. So probably in part because of the immunosuppression that's associated with the underlying Hodgkin lymphoma. That's at least my thought. So this was an update of this. And despite those really impressive one-year results, the two-year progression-free survival had dropped from over 90% to 57%. And there were deaths that had already occurred. So it's still a pretty impressive result, but it suggests the importance of, I think, following these patients. And it may be that somehow brentuximab vedotin modulates some of the early toxicity, perhaps by suppressing graft versus host disease. But I think it'll be very important to follow this cohort and look at what some other experiences are in some less selected patients. And my hypothesis is we're going to see that the outcome of allogeneic transplant remains somewhat questionable in patients with relapsed Hodgkin lymphoma.